Kakalosh Boker Tov. Yesterday we mentioned a very important halacha to do with masks on Shabbat. Are you allowed to go with a mask on Shabbat in the Reshut Rabim, in the public domain, in a place where there's no Eruv? So Baruch Hashem here, Miami, we do have an Eruv, but even if it were like the fact, like it was that it was broken, whether it was last Shabbat, not this past Shabbat, the Shabbat before then, right, then we didn't know about it because it was vandalized, but is a person allowed to go out with a mask on Shabbat or not? Is that considered hotza'ah that you're carrying? So that was yesterday's halacha. Obviously, we know that it is important that even if it is that we're in a lockdown, a person should still get fresh air. They actually did say that even the sunlight is actually very, very good, and therefore a person is not supposed to just completely, if a person has the possibility within their own, whether it's their backyard or their front porch or whatever it is, but they should try to get some fresh air. It's good for the sanity of a human being. So therefore, it was important to know that halacha. Today we're going to focus on another halacha, which is basically to do with haircuts this Friday. Why do we mention the haircuts this Friday? Right? Because Shulchan Aruch says that we have a minhag not to take a haircut until Lag Ba'omer, right? And even though it says until Lag Ba'omer, right? And it's obviously very important also to do a shaving, the same thing. Even though the Chazon Ovadia does say that if a person really, really does need to shave, so he has a heter to shave every Erev Shabbat, right? So again, but a person should refrain from whether it's haircuts or shaving until Lag Ba'omer. Okay, and so when he says Lag Ba'omer, he says really it's until Lamed Dalid, right? The 34th of the Omer in the morning. But since we say Miktzat Hayom Kekulo, a little bit of the day is considered the entire day of mourning. So therefore, the second that it's the 34th in the morning, and we've done the Avelut for that amount of time, so now they're allowed to take haircuts. Now, women are also not considered part of the Isur of taking haircuts. So women are permitted, okay? Now also, another important halacha is, if you remember, we did bring down from Rabbi Ben Chaim from New York, that if a person was not able to take a haircut whatsoever, starting from when this lockdown started, right, until now, because, for example, the barbershops were closed, or they were stuck in quarantine, and they weren't able to go out, and now their hair is, crazy, and then Bezrat Hashem, hopefully soon, they will remove this lockdown, and then people could go out again, so then there would be a heter to take a haircut, right, in the middle of Sefirat HaOmer. And it's not because that we don't do mourning anymore, it's just that because it was a special scenario, just like a person that was Chas V'Shalom stuck in jail during, right, from before Pesach, and then they got freed on Chol HaMoed, they would be able to take a haircut, because this is the first time they're available to take a haircut, so to the same halacha would apply also here, that since we weren't able to take haircuts before, so then they would be able to take a haircut even in the middle of Sefirat HaOmer. However, though, if we were able to take a haircut before Sefirat HaOmer, whether it was we did it to ourselves, or we got a friend or anybody, a family member to come and to give us a haircut, so then obviously we have the regular halachot of haircuts during Sefirat HaOmer. So now, why is the concept of Rosh Chodesh Iyar? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that he says as follows. Okay, he says, right, that there's a few different minagim to do with Sefirat HaOmer. As you know, we know that for sure that they passed away during the 33-day period. However, though, when do you count the 33-day period? So, Sfaradim, what we do is that we count it from the beginning of Pesach, which is the second day of Pesach, Sefirat HaOmer, until Lag Ba'omer or Lag Ba'omer. However, though, there's another minhag that they start it from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuot, excluding Lag Ba'omer. And therefore, according to their minhag, that they do it from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuot, except excluding Lag Ba'omer. There are other people that they do the entire time, like the Arizal HaKadosh, until Erev Shavuot, right? Some people don't do it until the Shosh Me'agbala, which are the 3 days preceding to Shavuot. There are many different customs. However, though, the custom for Sfaradim is very, very clear. However, though, he comes, he says like this, even if we are going to start from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuot, he says, V'tam le'elu ashrim minagim, we're going to explain later on, and even if you have a minhag, right, it says, V'afru no'agim isur until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, mikom akom imchar Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbat, there's a special heter. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbat, kevin shiyesh kan tosefet simchat Shabbat v'Rosh Chodesh, since there's an additional simcha of Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, Okay, so he says, right, yesh latil yisaper be'erev Shabbat, you could take a haircut on Erev Shabbat because of Kvod HaShabbat. Okay, that is the psak of the Mishnah Brura, what he brings down here in Siman Taf Tzadik Gimel, right, which is 493, in the Mishnah Brura Siv Katan 5, in Siv Katan Hay. However, though, here already, we have the Ish Matzliach that comes and he argues. Why? Because Maran and Siv Gimel, in the same Siman, says, some people have a minhag of taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the ta'ut rubi adam, and it's a mistake. And here in the footnote, he says that even if it does come out that Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Friday, right, which is like this year, en listaper az, you should not take a haircut then. So basically, it comes out, it's based upon also, Akav HaChaim does not bring down this minhag, right, the Yalkut Yosef does not bring down this leniency, the Or Letzion doesn't bring down this leniency. So therefore, it comes out that even though there might be a leniency for Ashkenazim to take a haircut this Erev Shabbat, for Sfaradim, it does not apply to take a haircut this Erev Shabbat. To do with shaving, again, one more time, it's proper and it's befitting of everybody not to shave as well. However, if a person, mamash, has to shave for whatever reason that it may be, so then there might be a Eter, but that's like every Erev Shabbat. You understand that they would have this Eter, even though it's not that simple whatsoever as well, right? Because again, the entire question was, is that in olden days they didn't shave. So was it part of the Takana as well? If it's because of mourning, so then we're mourning for the same reason, and therefore we shouldn't shave either. However though, again, but that's going to be a special Eter. So just to make a quick summary, even though this Friday is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, still Ashkenazim have a Eter that they could take a haircut this Friday. We do not have this Eter. We are not supposed to take haircuts until Lamed Daled, the 34th, in the Omer in the morning, unless because of extenuating circumstances, because of the quarantine, that they weren't able to get a haircut before Pesach whatsoever, right? And from almost Purim time. So then, and all of a sudden now, let's say, they would open up, right? And now they would be able to have access to all the barbers and things like that. Then you would be able to get haircuts. Remember that women, right, are not part of this takana, and also children usually under the age of chinuch for sure not, right? Some people say even under age of bar mitzvah, there's no problem also as well of taking haircuts. Okay, have a wonderful day.